Have you ever been in a situation in which you needed to be rescued? Maybe you've been in a situation where your car was broken down on the side of the road, you were stranded, or maybe you had injured yourself and you had to wait for someone to come and help you. Or maybe even you were getting some pregnancy cravings and needed someone to go and get you some chocolate ice cream. Okay, there comes times in our lives in which we are in need of rescue. In 2010, my parents took my family to Gatlinburg for a winter retreat for a weekend in December. My wife, Chris, and I, with four sons at the time, all under the age of three. And as we made our way to Gatlinburg, we got to the base of the hill in which we were to start driving up to get to the cabin where we were staying. Well, as soon as we got to the mountain, all of a sudden, a winter weather calamity fell upon Gatlinburg. We're talking snow that stuck immediately. The roads got slick and icy. And so we began working our way slowly up the mountain to try and get to the cabin where we would be staying. Well, eventually we reached a hill in which we could not go any further. In fact, I couldn't get momentum. I couldn't get traction. And with my foot firmly on the brake, we begin slowly going backwards. On our right is a hillside. On our left is a cliff with no guardrail. Panic and fear filled my heart in that moment. Eventually, we skidded off the road and came to a stop right up and against an embankment to safety. But at that point, we couldn't go forwards, we couldn't go backwards, and we had poor cell phone service. At that moment, you begin to pray really, really hard. And as we sat there thinking about what are we going to do, the most beautiful redneck truck comes up over the hill. And these two country boys from Tennessee pull up next to us, and I explain to them, "Hey boys, I need your help. I've got four babies in the back crying. This is not a Hallmark movie. I need your help." And after some persuasion, being Kentucky fans, they said, "Okay, we'll help you." They kindly took my wife and children down the mountain to safety. You see, there are these moments in our lives in which we are in need of rescue. But there is an even greater rescue that you and I need. And it's a rescue from something in which we are absolutely helpless. We are unable to take care of ourselves. Well, 2,000 years ago, God ushered in his great rescue plan. And this plan was something that he had designed from the very beginning. He wanted to find a way to bring that which was lost back to himself. You see, mankind had gotten in the worst of pickles. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned in the garden. They disobeyed God's command in Genesis 3. They listened to the serpent. They ate the fruit in the Garden of Eden that God told them not to. And it brought separation in our relationship with God. Through their disobedience, sin entered into the world. The first murder took place just the next chapter over between their two sons. Chaos, pain, disease, war, suffering, and death were the results of these two turning their back on God. Maybe you're here today or you're watching online and you have turned your back on God. You have pursued after other things. You have loved other gods, maybe even yourself, and you have found it does not work. God designed it that way. Your life will come crashing down when you build the foundation of your life upon anything other than Jesus Christ. God designed you and your life to thrive when you are living upon the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so if you have found yourself running far from God, turning your back on Him, you're experiencing the consequences of sin and disobedience, the good news of Christmas is that God loves you. He sends forth His rescue plan, and His plan is found in His one and only Son. The good news is that the one who knows all things and the one who sees all things is seeing your helpless estate outside of Christ, and yet He loves you, and He has made a way for you to be restored back into a right relationship with Himself. God promised this all the way back when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. God made a promise. He told Eve that there would come from her a seed, one who would crush the head of the serpent. There's coming one, God promises, who's going to reverse the curse of the sin in the garden. And we find at Christmas time what His name is. And His name is Jesus. In the Gospel of Matthew, we learn of God's peculiar rescue plan, particularly in Matthew 1, verse 18. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After His mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. You see, this rescue plan that God initiated is already covered in scandal. God's plan to send forth His Son was to come through not some rich family, not through some healthy marriage, but through a young teenage girl. And God promised that this would happen back in Isaiah chapter 7. The Lord made a promise that this one who was going to come is going to come through one who is a virgin. She will conceive and have a son, and you will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God's plan to rescue us comes through Mary, a young girl who is betrothed to be married to Joseph. Now, Joseph is now in a difficult situation. He has found himself engaged to be married to a girl who is pregnant, and he knows he's not the father. He knows that this is not a good situation. But being a righteous man, he decides, I'm going to call off the marriage. I'm going to call off the engagement. I'm going to divorce her in private. I don't want to shame her. You see, this is a move of godliness because according to Old Testament law, he had every right to stone Mary and to kill her. And yet being a godly man, he wants to honor her. But one night he falls asleep. And as he's sleeping, an angel of the Lord appears to him and says this, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God's rescue plan comes in the most obscure of people, a young teenage girl, a man who's going to marry her and realizing, I'm not the father. But God says, Joseph, go and marry that girl because you're going to become his earthly father. And you're going to name him Jesus. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to save his people from their sins. You see, you and I have an even greater danger. And it's worse than being stuck on the side of a road or stuck on the side of a mountain. It's that you and I are under a curse. The sin of Adam and Eve has been infected into us. And we too have experienced the curse of Genesis 3. We know this because ultimately we are going to die. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the good news of God," oh, the good news of God, "that God offers eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he came to save you from your sins. Jesus came for you, not because you're good, but because you're bad. We are all evil in our hearts," Romans 3. "No one seeks after him. No one wants him, but he wants us. And he pursues us in the gospel. So no matter what you've done, no matter how dark your past, whatever shame that you have hidden behind you, Jesus knows, Jesus sees, Jesus loves. He cares so much for you. And Christmas is a time for us to celebrate. We worship and give glory to the newborn King who came and was born to a virgin. Born in Bethlehem, in a stable, laid in a manger, as one who came to save people, to rescue people. But you know, Christmas is just the beginning of the story, because Jesus would grow up and become a man, and he would live a perfect, sinless life. And for 3 years, he did miracles. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He taught with authority, and he displayed the love of God for mankind. And at the end of his life, he came to do one thing. He came to give his life at the cross. Jesus gave his mission, in which he said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus came for one purpose, and that's to die on the cross, to take your place, so that through his shed blood, you can be forgiven, you can be redeemed, you can be rescued. The Bible's word is that you can be saved. Well, saved from what? Well, the angel of the Lord told Joseph exactly what he was coming to save his people from. He will save his people from their sins. You see, God sends Jesus, who gives his life so that you can be rescued from sin, from death, from hell, from judgment. Jesus gladly goes to the cross, where he gives his life for you. The Bible says that he was buried, but he didn't stay dead. For on the third day, Jesus came back to life. He defeated death. He got up out of the grave, and he is risen, and he is risen indeed. And the reason we can rally at Christmas and sing songs and eat good food is because we worship not just this baby, but the one who overcame sin and death and hell and the grave for us. So that anybody who turns from sin and trusts in Jesus by faith, you are received and you are rescued. You trust in Jesus Christ and you will be rescued. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be rescued. Romans 10:13. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, will be rescued. You will be rescued by Jesus, who came to give his life for you. He knows everything about you, and yet he still loves you. And his death on the cross was enough to pay for all of your sins. And he cares so deeply for you, and he's made a way for you to be rescued through faith in him. If you don't know Christ, this is the best Christmas ever, is if you receive God's gift of eternal life by trusting in Jesus, saying, "God, here's my heart, here's my life. I believe, I'm trusting, I'm banking my soul upon who you are, Jesus, and what you did for me at the cross." It's yours to receive. This Christmas, trust in Christ, believe the gospel, and you will be rescued.